Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Parents are often extremely cautious about what kinds of media their kids are exposed to, for the obvious reason that they don't want to disturb them. So how would you feel about reading a ghost story with your child? Ailish Fisher has just published one called The Waters and the Wild. Ailish, good afternoon.
Hi, thanks so much for having me here.
Is this your first ghost story you've published?
It's my first published ghost story, but I published last year, Fia and the Last Snow Deer was out. Now, that wasn't a ghost story, but it did have some creepy elements in it.
Okay, all right. And so The Waters and the Wild, is this aimed at what kind of an age group?
So it would be, I would say 10 plus, but also adults. It's a verse novel. So it's written in verse. It's completely illustrated by the incredible David Rooney. It follows the story of a girl who grew up in the Arizona desert. But on the death of her father, her mother moves her back to Ireland, to his hometown. And while she is there, she realizes there's some very strange things about this mountain town that she's moved into. The most strange being that there are kettles that go off automatically and light bulbs that burst and just sort of strange little haunting things. And there's a wall that surrounds the town, and nobody is allowed to go over the wall into the woods beyond. But of course, her and her friend decide they're going to do just that.
Okay, so it's very fairy story-ish as well from that description. And is it intended for your average 9 or 10-year-old to kind of unsettle them a bit?
I think that it does. It is slightly, I wouldn't say unsettling. It's got sort of a creepy atmosphere to it. It looks a lot at grief, and it looks at the ways in which we approach grief and death and the connections we have in Ireland, I think, between fairy lore, or, you know, the Sidhe and our grief. So, you know, the Banshee. So it's a combination of ghosts, fairy, and grief. So it's, I think, generally speaking, kids are a lot braver than adults for these things.
given that, you know, a lot of kids and people listening might think, well, I read a story at bedtime. And I wouldn't want them getting into bed and then they can't sleep because they're thinking about, you know, spooky things and towns where you can't leave and scary woods and all that kind of stuff.
I think what's fun about this is that it's not so much what's beyond the wall that's the scary part. I have a 10-year-old myself, and he has assured me that he is not creeped out by this at all. But I have friends who are adults who thought it was creepy as well. So I think it depends on the child, and you know your child, and you know what they're able for. But it's absolutely not horror. I think that when we use ghost stories with children, and I grew up just gobbling up ghost stories anywhere I could get them. It provides a really safe space to explore fear, and it's something that they can control, so they can dip in and out of that. If it gets too scary, they can close the book and put it down, and they don't have to keep going. But I think that a lot of kids are a lot braver than we give them credit for.
But when you were writing it, were you constantly going through a process of how much is too much, how much is too little?
I think that when I write for my 10-year-old self. So I had a very good idea of what would have been too much. And honestly, I'm a bit of a scaredy cat. So I would never write anything that would be too scary.
Yeah.
I think that it depends on the child, but definitely it's not. I've seen a lot scarier books out there for kids. It's more.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting point, because there is a lot of kind of fantasy books and the like for kids that they could find genuinely scary.
Absolutely. And they're brilliant. And I go into schools a lot and I do a lot of workshops with primarily sort of fourth through sixth class. And I have found, and I've been working with kids for a very long time, that sort of around the age of 10 is when they're really looking to push that boundary and they're starting to question death and grief. And it might be a time when they're losing people they love. It might be a time when they're losing pets and they're able to process that. And they tend to be a lot more open to the creepiness and to the scariness than you would think. And I know that, like, I haven't heard of any sort of nightmares. I mean, I've a few kids I've talked to are watching things that I wouldn't watch. And of course that's up to them and their parents. But, I think it's a really valuable way to approach grief and death, through storytelling.
Yeah. Can we be a bit in this country, a bit overprotective of children in that regard?
I think we're anticipating something bad
where it mightn't be necessarily at all.
Yeah. I think that this country has a very interesting relationship with ghosts and the supernatural. And traditionally we do have such a long standing I think healthy tradition with death and with grief and how storytelling comes into that. So, yeah.
Yeah. Cause, no, because it always strikes me that, you know, Halloween's coming up next week and or the week after, and everyone's, you know, all the kids are very excited about it. I'm sure there's great excitement in your house, but it's almost kind of the scary part of it. We're kind of almost completely divorced from that now, that it's, you dress up, but it's mostly about sweets and walking around the streets.
And I've noticed it also, it's very much about sort of like when we're walking around the estates, some of the decorations are really horrific and very much sort of body horror. So that wouldn't be something that I would, I think that maybe that's an import, an American import in some ways. But our traditional sort of Samhain traditions, you know, our traditions around Halloween would have been much more, I think, ghost and she based rather than horror based.
Yeah. When you say she based, what do you mean?
Fairy. So fairy lore, the Pooka, the Banshee, all of these supernatural creatures, which work alongside our concept of ghosts and hauntings.
Thanks a million for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Tell us about that today. That was Eilish Fisher there, author of The Waters and The Wild.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.